WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is our 25th anniversary around here. We have been at Drug City. We've been at Costas. We're going to be at Greenmount Station this week. We're headed to Pappas and Glen Burnie 2 weeks from now. All of it presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I had the Instant Lottery scratch-offs. We had a $5 winner. I'm convinced people are winning lots of money and not telling me about it at these events. We were over at Costas the other day. We did have a $100 winner off of this lucky program back at Coco's a couple months ago. We'll be hoping to give some more away at Greenmount Station. Our friends at Window Nation as well, 866-90-NATION, buying two, getting two free, got a new deal in August. Been telling everybody about all of that as we celebrate 25 years. This guy missed out on all the fun at Drug City. I'm wearing my Drug City shirt to make you jealous. Seth Elkin joins us now from the Maryland Lottery. John Martin has got the week down. He's going to be joining us next week at Mako in Ocean City. We're going to be getting together with lots and lots of political folks down at the beach. We'll be there broadcasting on Thursday and Friday, the 17th and 18th, or 16th and 17th and 18th. Although, yeah, those days. Seth Elkin joins us now. Dude, I didn't hit the billion and a half. That's probably why I'm here doing radio today and doing this. You know, you've had a couple of giant jackpots since last time you and I got together. And I think that sort of stokes all things lottery, doesn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get a jackpot winner here in Maryland. We're always hoping for that. The last big one of those we had was in 2021, as we've talked about, out on Lana Koning. But we did have a really good jackpot roll here. Two good jackpot rolls. The Powerball got up just over $1 billion in July, and we had a history-making Mega Millions jackpot. This $1.58 billion that was won in Florida is the largest Mega Millions jackpot there's ever been. So we and third largest all time in U.S. history. So we were in historic territory here, and it's always a little sad to see it end, because it is does generate a lot of excitement, and certainly a lot of the players get into it. We get into it around here, and the energy level certainly perks up. But we did have plenty of winners here, and it's one thing that we always remind everybody of. You know, there were well over 900,000 winning tickets that were sold in Maryland for Mega Millions in the 3+ months that this jackpot roll was going on. So all kinds of prizes, including
900,000 people cashed a winning ticket on Mega Millions in this state. Winning the big one, right?
So without winning the big one, the biggest one so far was a $4 million prize that actually has not been claimed yet. It was sold July 17th. At the Lobby Shop on Charles Street in Baltimore, and we're waiting for that winner to come in. So, but we've seen a whole lot of winners.
Wow.
We've seen a whole lot of winners. In fact, it's worth going through the numbers on this, because we keep track of these things when these jackpot rolls are going on. So these numbers are hot off the press after the.
All right. Breaking news.
I don't know if breaking news. I shouldn't say hot off the
John press. John always says, we have breaking news music. And I said, well, back when I did this in Mr. Lightfoot's class in 10th grade, when we did breaking news, we used Baba O'Reilly from The Who. So if you hear the beginning of Baba O'Reilly, you get the news.
Old school reference. I made an old school reference hot off the press. I shouldn't make that reference anymore. I was a former print journalist. So
was I. So I understood what you meant.
May it rest in peace. Yeah.
Hot off the internet.
You need a breaking news Chiron. Where's your breaking news Chiron? We need one of those.
All right. Well, you got that big red, big yellow L behind you. You know, that looks like breaking news to me. All right. So give me some breaking news here.
Yeah. The numbers for this are really kind of interesting to look at. So this jackpot roll was going on since April. And in the time that that Mega Millions was rolling, we sold, looking over just to see what the numbers are, to make sure I got them, because these just came in this morning. We had more than $56.5 million worth of Mega Millions tickets sold in Maryland in those 3+ months. Now, the players won about $12.7 million on those tickets. And if you do a little quick back of the envelope math, about 26% of what we make on ticket sales is returned to the state in profit that goes to the general revenue fund. So that comes out to about $14.5 million, almost $14.6 million in contribution to the state just from the sale of Mega Millions tickets in these 3+ months while Mega Millions has been rolling. And that doesn't count any other ticket that we've sold in that time. So that gives you a little snapshot of what these jackpot rolls can mean, both to the players and to the state.
Seth Elkin does all things. What are you, communication specialist? Is that what is your, do you have a title these days?
Managing Director of Communications.
There you, all right. Well, specialist sounds even better than that. I mean, that sounds kind of special. For home run riches, and obviously the baseball story, the Kevin Brown story this week, the broadcast, the home runs, the winning, the losing, at least on the Batista thing the other night, the baseball vibe in the city, I should say never, because I've been here a long time. I remember 79. You and I have been through that. I remember 83. I didn't need Eddie Murray bobblehead last week to remind me of 83. I have the pictures that I took at game one that I shared out on social media of the 1983 World Series. But there's something about the heartbeat of the city for baseball when this thing gets going. And the lottery's been involved with Major League, the Orioles, for years and years and years, and winning. But every night we're watching now, and every night these home runs start to add up. And I know that's been a really fun promotion. And certainly we're going to have another big winner in the home run riches, right?
Yeah, we're coming up on the final drawing for that. I think the deadline to enter is August 28th. And then on August 29th, we do the last drawing. We'll select all of the contestants of the game for the remaining games in the season through September. And we'll also select another $50,000 winner. We had the one that was tied to the 50th home run of the season.
I've never talked to Barbara, although I loved everything about her winning.
She was happy. That was a fun time. And the Orioles made that fun afterward, too. They had her on the field for a little check presentation that I was out there for. And
well, Ryan Mountcastle was a part of it, too, because
her son bought her a Ryan Mountcastle jersey while she was on the field. Once we got on the field, he went and found a concession stand and got her a Ryan Mountcastle jersey to wear. How much money did she win? It was $50,000.
All right, so she can afford a buck and a half on a jersey. Okay, because I'm thinking, like, you know, jerseys aren't cheap inside the ball. Yeah, I'm just thinking like that. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but it was great. It was a real fun time, and the Orioles had her out there to do an on-field presentation.
Listen, you win 50 grand. First thing you do, I mean, I want you to save it, but this is my advice. This isn't Maryland Lottery or John Martin. My advice, do something frivolous with it, at least in the beginning. I mean, just do something for yourself if you win 50 grand. I mean, you don't have to go spending it all, but if a Ryan Mountcastle jersey and he hit the home run, why not get a jersey? That's a good one. Did she get a City Connect, or was it old school?
It was just the regular school white Orioles jersey. Okay. Yeah. Right, so, but they hadn't introduced the City Connects at that time. So I have been looking.
You know, I buy a lot of stuff on secondary. I collect these crazy belt buckles that you know about. I have my Baltimore Colt belt buckle I wore last week too. The jersey thing, I've been looking at Aparicio jerseys because, you know, my cousin played for the team and all that. I found this jersey online. I should buy it. It's the orange Oriole style that you would remember from 1979. It's what they wore. It was the disco era orange, not what they wear on Friday nights now or whatever, where it's more scripty. This was more like that, just the plain Oriole cursive in the little letters across the one Eddie Murray wore, right? And it's got Aparicio in the back. Aparicio never wore that jersey. He was here in the 60s, but it's like a 70s style jersey. And I'm thinking, that's the one I want. I like the orange jerseys. Those are my favorite. I'm not a black fan, not even going back to Jerry Glanville making every jersey. Everybody's got their pajamas on when they wear black to me. I like traditional. I like grays more than I did when I was. I like gray, especially when it says Baltimore on the.
I don't know. I think they look classy in the black jerseys. The black. I like the orange jerseys too, but the black jerseys look good.
We've been through this. You're not young enough to like the black jerseys. I mean, come on now. You know, you're almost my age.
Well, you know, to me, it harkens back. You're not going to make me break out my Willie Stargell jersey again. But
you have the yellow one, right? Like, you have the the really gold one, right?
Black with the gold lettering. That's the one I've got. So
you have a black jersey?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. The Pirates yellow. I mean, as much as I hate Kenta Colvey, they look good. You know, I mean, Dave Parker looked good in the 79 World Series. Seth Elkin is here. We like to talk some baseball and have some fun around. You been watching ball?
I have. In fact, I watched the Orioles take a 5-0 lead on Framber Valdez the other night, and unfortunately couldn't hold on to it. But it's a lot of fun. You get caught up, as you mentioned. I think everybody's caught up in this. Even somebody like me, who's not originally from here, and I will always be a Pirates fan. But
You got an Oriole helmet in the shot. Now I got to ask, because I'm looking at it, and people that don't see, Seth has one of those little, it's a 1973 sort of Oriole hat with an orange. Actually, it's later 70s than that, because it has the orange, not. And I can't tell, is it a bank or is it an ice cream cup upside down? No,
it's one of those ice cream cups. I got it.
All right, guys, because it could be either one. They were the same thing. They look like the same thing, but when you turn it over, you either have the little plastic thing where you put the quarter in, or you just get a spoon, right?
Yeah. It's ice cream. I got that at the ballpark and I held on to it and I brought it in here.
Well,
so
you should. It's a good looking hat.
You know where I got caught up in this is this goes back even before the start of the season. During the World Baseball Classic, I watched Anthony Santander hit two home runs in the tournament, and I was watching live when he hit one of them. And it was just this moonshot that was a no doubter. I mean, you could tell by the way he swung the bat that it was gone. And I think at that point, you know, maybe a lot of people still didn't know who he was, even though he hit 33 home runs last year. He's one of those, you know, best kept secrets. You know, around the country, do a lot of people know who Santander is necessarily?
Not at all.
You watch him do that on a big stage like that. And I remember thinking while he's high-fiving people down the dugout after he hit that home run, I'm like, wow, that guy plays here. He plays for the Orioles. Now everybody knows who he is. And there was promise out of what happened last year. And you knew this, you kind of felt that this was coming, but it's been special this year.
Well,
however it ends up.
Oriole magic. I mean, it's back and it's taken a long, long time. And I'm celebrating my 25th anniversary, Seth. And I've talked about this all week. And as much as they're taking credentials away from people for speaking truth and stats, here's the stats. I've had the station 26 summers. This is only the fourth summer where they've been relevant in 26 years of running the radio station. So, it's old and it's new again, and it's different because of Santander, because of the youth of you talk about Mountcastle, but Rutschman, you look at Henderson, you know that Holiday's coming. I mean, the baseball conversation for the city is back to where it was when I started this back in the 90s, and even before I had the radio station, we didn't even have the Ravens. I mean, I was on the air 91, 92, 93, 94, 95. There was no Ravens. It was baseball year-round when Camden Yards opened. This is a nice feeling to have it back and to see the orange and to be arguing whether I like the orange jerseys or the black jerseys or the white jerseys or which one I'm going to wear. The best gift I got, and I got some great gifts for the 25th anniversary. Rodney from Dangerously Delicious Pie brought me this pineapple right side up pie. That's just one of the greatest custard pie, delicious. But my friend Kevin Grace, who's been a listener for 30 years and listening before I had the station, brought me a bag, almost made me cry over Costas the other day. And he said, there's something in the bag, special gift. It's been in my closet. I hear you talk about it a lot on the air. I know you don't have it because you said recently you still wanted it. And I'm like, really? I don't have it up here. I wish I did because it's being laundered right now. He gave me the 66 Jim Palmer giveaway that they gave away like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's the 1966 white with the 66, you know, it's a Jim Palmer 66 World Series jersey. And I always thought it was going to be kind of like cheesy or too big for me because it's extra large or whatever. He still had the tag on it. He'd never worn it. He gifted it to me. He's like, it's been in my closet 10 years. You'll wear it. You'll talk about it on the radio with Seth next week. I am going to wear it. It's made me not want to buy the Aparicio jersey now because I'm going to look slick in the Palmer jersey. You know, I love the Jim Palmer jersey.
I'm a little torn on these, the throwback jerseys that the guy didn't actually wear. Like you're talking about with the Aparicio where actually wear the orange
jersey.
It's
really weird. Yeah.
There are Roberto Clemente jerseys, Pirates jerseys that are the black and gold from the late 70s with his name on the back of it. He never wore a jersey with his name on the back of it. They didn't have the names on the uniform. So I don't know. I don't know where you come down on that. Where do you have to wear the jersey that's actually what the guy wore, or is it okay to have some variation of it? I don't know.
Exactly. I've got my eyes on this 1969. It's beautiful. It's gray with white and blue lettering. The Chicago White Sox only wore it for a year. Mm. And, you know, Vec, I mean, they blew it up and they went to the red pinstripes in the early 70s, sort of the Wilbur Wood, Goose Gossage look. But for 1 year, if you get the 1970 baseball card of Louis Aparicio, he's wearing this really cool grayish blue gray with the white Sox on it. And that's the one I have to have. And nobody's even going to recognize it. They're going to think it's like a fake jersey, like a jersey they never wore, but they wore it for a minute and a half. And it doesn't look anything like any of the other White Sox jerseys, but it's cool, you know?
Maybe you get one of those ones with the wide lapels from the late 70s.
I think Costanza had this right. We root for the laundry, right? That's all we do, right?
That's right.
Seth Elkin is here. He'll be rooting for the Laundry later in the month as the down the stretch they come, the State Fair. You guys have a lot of connections with the State Fair. You have a big presence there. It's not like it used to be. It's over weekends now. I went to see Styx last year out there in Timonium. I know they got some great bands coming in as again. But this is sort of the windup of a giant promotion at the fair, right?
Yeah, we're always there all day, every day that the fair is open. You can find us in the lobby of the exhibition hall. We'll be there with our prize wheel. You can win some lottery items. We'll have one of our retailers there. You can buy tickets to hang out and play. We've got the racetracks and Keno monitors set up so you can stay and play for a little while. But you're right. The Cash Bash event is going to be Friday, September 8th. And that is sort of the culmination, really, of our 50th anniversary celebration. This promotion started all the way back in February, and people have been entering through all this this time. And we've now got our 10 finalists in place. We've given away a number of cash prizes already along the way in the monthly drawings that we've had with this. But the 10 finalists will be there Friday evening, September 8th, at the Cow Palace. And we will have an event where we will give away prizes to those 10 people. And the way this
is going to work. Do they milk cows in the cow pen? I've wondered.
Apparently there are cows there. We were out there to get ourselves situated and kind of get a look at the place and get it, figure out how we were going to set up there just last week. And there probably will be some cows in the Cow Palace. So be prepared for that. But there will also be a lot of cash.
It's a state fair. You got to have it. That's part of a state fair. You got to have animals, right?
We're the perfect setting for it there. Then and we got a lot of cash to give away that night as well, because those 10 finalists will participate in what should be a really fun event. Five of them will win $10,000 each, and then four others will win $25,000 each, and that'll leave us with one finalist still standing. And that last lucky finalist is going to win anywhere between $100,000 and $5 million, depending on how the luck of the draw goes for them that night. So it'll be a fun evening, and we're really looking forward to that. And as I say, it's a culmination of many months of planning prior to this year, and then almost all of this year of execution of that promotion. So we're glad to be in the home stretch of it and happy to share all that with everybody.
Now, you're rooting for them to win $5 million, right?
We sure hope so. That'd all be
right.
Great.
It ain't your money, right? Just feels that way when you have winners and you have to hug them. Right, so we had any big winners come in? I mean, if you had $1 million person show up down at Montgomery Park and come in and say, hey, you know, give them a check and put the purple bow on them.
We had a $1 million Mega Millions winner from a ticket that was sold during this jackpot roll. Was from Fort Washington in Prince George's County that was here last week. And we've had a bunch of there were about 13 winners at the $10,000 level in this Mega Millions roll, including two that were just in the drawing that produced the jackpot winner in Florida. So these are the two most recent ones. One that was sold at a Wawa store on Blair Road in Bel Air. And then another one at a 7-Eleven store.
You almost say that right. You're not from Maryland, but you say that right.
I go to great pains to make sure I say it the right way. That's right.
I noticed you're a state employee too. You said Prince George's County, because I've made the mistake of saying the P and the G, and man, I got whipped for that.
In the time before time when I still worked in print journalism, I worked in Prince George's County, and we were very sensitive to that. We made sure we only said Prince George's. So
it's
I was
like
the place
Frisco,
I covered
Frisco and Frisco. If you just don't do it, you know.
So one in Blair and the other one on Pulaski Highway in Baltimore at a 7-Eleven, two $10,000 winners in that August 8th drawing that produced the jackpot winner. Didn't get the jackpot winner here, but two big $10,000.
Well, that's nice. It was my side of town, at least. Pulaski Highway, Bel Air Road. You're talking my language.
I'll spare you my Balmer accent, though. I don't think too many people might be.
I was going to. This is my Balmer. It's better down in PG County is what I would say. So Seth Elkin is here. He does all things communications for the Maryland Lottery. When he's not watching baseball, when he's watching the Orioles because they're better than the Pirates. And I'm sure we'll just be in. You know, it was a year ago this week that I saw your football team up on the field in Latrobe. It popped up on my timeline that I was in Latrobe a year ago this week watching the Stillers get ready. It is amazing because you guys are rolling out this giant Ravens promotion. We're playing the new ads this week for the Ravens, and all we can talk about is baseball right now. The Ravens have no oxygen yet. I mean, they'll have plenty of it 4 weeks from now, but right now, you know, you're rolling at these Raven scratch-offs. We got so September, October, November, December to talk about that. But that's really the big rollout this month for the lottery, right?
Yeah, on August 21st is when the two Ravens tickets go on sale, a $2 Ravens and a $5 Ravens, and that's when the Ravens second chance contest will get started. And that's always the big contest that everybody watches for every year. We get a lot of questions. A lot of people ask about Home Run Riches and when that's going to get started before the baseball season, but probably by far and away the most popular second chance promotion we have is the Ravens. We have a variety of really unique prizes that you're just not going to find anywhere else because of our affiliation with the Ravens. And then, of course, the big one is the Seats for 20 Years, which is something special that we get to give away. So it was a lot of fun for us. And I have to grit my teeth and get through it because I'm a Steelers fan. But it is a very important partnership for us and something very important to lottery fans and Ravens fans alike. So we look forward to that every year.
All right. I look forward to going to a ball game with you. A meaningful ball game in September with popcorn and beer and hot dogs and all that good. I want to see you in an Oriole hat. You know, I've seen that Stargell thing you got. It's time for you to get an Adley Rutschman jersey here and get yourself on the bandwagon early. How about that?
That's a tough bridge for me to cross. I don't know. It's hard.
Listen,
it's,
you started with the ice cream cap.
We got this sitting on my desk right now. Let's just be comfortable with that for right now.
You'll see me in a lot of things. You'll never see him in a Steelers jersey. I promise you that. I've thrown people out of my home for wearing that, and that's truth. Two different people. My wife would confirm that. That's not coming in my house, is what I say. I am Nestor. We are putting this thing back out on the road. We are doing the Crab Cake Tour. We've been so many places this summer, from Spirits West and Coco's. Last week, we kicked off 25 years of doing what we do. We're very, very appreciative of our partnership with the Maryland Lottery. I thought I was going to get fresh ones, but Roz is like, nah, these are lucky for you. Stick with them. We have the Instant Lottery Scratch-Offs. It is the 50th anniversary for the Maryland Lottery, which inspired my 25th anniversary celebration, which continues this week at Greenmount Station up in Hampstead. Carl Delmont's going to be coming by. We're going to talk to Dave. We're going to talk to Chris about the Bet Parks Casino thing they have going on with their app that they just got opened up in Carroll County, as well as having a delicious, delicious crab cake up at Greenmount Station. We're going to be at Pappas in Glen Burnie on the 29th with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. I'm going to have a lot of politicians, a lot of state folks on. We're going to be talking about oysters and tourism and Ocean City and all sorts of things. We're broadcasting from Mako in Ocean City. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation. We will be there next week, the end of the week. I will not be sunning myself. I'll just be in a convention hall doing radio. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Orioles, Ravens, Maryland Lottery, and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.